Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, Troy Dooley here this morning. I want to welcome everyone to the show. You know, we've had a great weekend down here. It has been beautiful. You can tell spring is in the air, and it won't be too long before the spring breakers will be showing up. You know, especially now that we're rolling into March Madness, usually about the second half of the month, man. The colleges let out, the kids start showing up, and we know we're ready for another season. Hey, I'm excited about today. You know, I've been going through this book, Twitter Power, and I don't know if you guys have gone out. Joel Comm, if you go to his website, matter of fact, you can go to joelcomm.com, you can go to twitterpower.com. Amazing what this guy has done. And it just blows my mind as I've gone through here and really looked at some stuff, really looked at what it's about. And I just want to go over a few things from last week that I think we need to understand if you're going to go through and you're going to build anything with Twitter. So get out a pen and paper. Just jot this stuff down. This is very important. Number one, this is called Twitter etiquette. And it's important that you understand this, because anytime we go through this, you know, you're out there Twittering. What you don't want to do is do what a lot of email marketers did in the early years between the end of 1990s and the beginning of this century. You know, they just spammed everybody. So don't spam. That's a big must in this thing. That's the last thing that you want to do. Whenever somebody's bio shows that they're following several thousand people, but they've only got a few followers themselves, you can pretty much tell they're spammers. You know, if you go look at my profile, I'm not the greatest on Twitter, but I actually have about 800, 900 followers, and I follow about 200 people. You know, so my followers always outweigh the people that I'm following, but it's because people find value in the content. Number two, follow the style rules. Don't be trying to text short messages. Use complete words. That's a must, because you want people to understand it very quickly. Yes, it's going to take you some time. You're going to have to study how to be a copywriter a little bit, know how to write some tight ad copy, but that's cool. Third thing that you want to look at is give credit when you retweet. Don't retweet something like it's your own. Give credit to the people that originally did it. That's what builds authority. That's what allows you to meet other people. That's the great thing that you're out there. You've got to remember, you got to stick with the 140 characters. That's a must. You know, use them all. Don't try to use 60. Use all 140 characters. It's going to look better. It's going to work right. You're going to be able to do it. Write your thoughts that way. Now, here's something I don't want you to do. Don't do three tweets or twits or whatever they call them all at once. You know, do one tweet. That's it. Don't be trying to split, you know, because you can't write in 140 characters. You're gonna roll it out. That's a no-no. Don't do that. Okay, that will kill everything that you're trying to do. And lastly, follow people who follow you. Now, that doesn't mean that you follow everybody, okay, plain and simple. I go through on a regular basis, and I actually delete some followers. You know, I had about 35 porn sites that had come on as followers over there, and I got rid of them over the weekend. I thought, you know, this doesn't add value to my community at all. Not what this community is about, and we wiped them out. You know, now some people say, oh my gosh, you lost some followers. They weren't followers. Those were just robots. They might be people in India that get paid to put up a link or something like that. I don't have time for that crap. I want people following me who are legitimately looking for something that I have. That's the overall key. So today, let's jump into the magic of connecting with customers on Twitter. Now, this is why this is important. I'm not talking about connecting with downline members. I'm not talking about connecting with employees or friends. This is your actual customer base. This is important if you're running a brick-and-mortar company, if you're running an online niche site. Maybe you're into crafting, woodworking, something like that. Maybe you're an attorney listening in today. You know, being able to follow your customers, to follow your clients, have them connecting with you, have them following you. This is all very, very, very important. It's a must. Now, here's the kicker. What you're not trying to do is just solicit your customers. That's, again, that would be spammy. What you want to be able to do is give value. Think of the niche that you're in. And I don't care what niche it is. Maybe it's, I'll pick a niche that is up and coming right now in network marketing. It's in the gold and silver coins industry. Let's say that you really do like that. Let's say you jumped into this new company and you did it because you like to collect coins. Then what you want to do is you want to give things of value to the customers that join you and just buy coins. They don't join the comp plan. And in doing that, you're giving them stuff. You're telling them about the coins' rise in prices. You're telling them about specific coins. Maybe you tell them how to take care of the coin. And what you do is you do 140 characters, and you link it back to your blog. You link it back to a full-blown article that you've wrote. You know, later today when I put out my, well, what should have been my February newsletter, but I forgot it was only 28 days, you know, what we're going to end up doing is I'm going to put out a February-March newsletter. And in there, I will use little bitty paragraphs that will link back to the actual pages on my website. And then when I tweet that over at Twitter, I'll actually say, you know, Troy Dooley's February-March newsletter. You know, and I'll let my people know they can come there and get the value that they're looking for. That's a must, okay? And I'm not saying don't just write, you know, when you're doing specials or you're doing promos and stuff like that. That's very important with your customers. But you don't just want that to come out, because what will happen is if that's all you do, then they'll stop reading it. After a while, they'll realize, man, this is just about a bunch of scam stuff and a bunch of ads, and I don't care about that. I need to go to somebody else's site and learn how to take care of my coins or learn how to do my scrapbooking or learn how to make wooden pins on a lathe, whatever the case may be. Maybe you're a trainer and you want to be a trainer for network marketing, in which case you're going to go out and you're going to put up stuff, kind of like what Jim and I do. Hey, come join us this morning and we're talking about Joel Comm's book, Twitter Power. That gets people excited, gets people joining, gets people wanting to be a part of it. And I see that Mr. Jim Gilhouse has joined us. Jim, how you doing today?
Dude, I hate technical difficulties.
It happens. It totally happens. We didn't have these difficulties when we were using wood and smoke signals, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny because it gets me thinking about how our friend John Fogg always uses the expression, thank the Internet or blame the Internet. Either way, the Internet is greatly responsible for the changes in what's happening all around us because of the speed with which that we communicate with people and everything. And it just, it never ceases to remind me every time, you know, I start to take technology for granted in any way, that it can fail on you at the least opportune moment. And, you know, for a minute, but I'm going to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole, you know, in terms of the technology that our young men and women are being exposed to in the military. One of the aircraft that all of the branches of the service have is an aircraft called a Sikorsky Blackhawk. And the Blackhawk, the newest model of it, is so technologically advanced that it has obsoleted the need for flying. And the reason I bring this up is to do a quick comparison. There's a lot of technological advances that have taken place in our industry, and I'm gonna talk about Twitter as being one of those. They've taken and they've increased the scope and the speed with which that we can communicate with people in such a huge way that it's not even funny. And that's what this chapter is really all about. But yet at the same time, I think they've, you know, in reading this, I think it's kind of taken away from people's desire to master the art of working with clients without the use of technology. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, and that very well. You're on to something here.
You know, because what we're talking about in the chapter for today is the magic of connecting with customers on Twitter. You can find ways to solicit feedback from customers. You can find ways to provide instant response to customers. It's just like Matt from Twitter, who we met last week. I went looking this weekend and I saw, you know, some of the different clients that he's got that are using their services and everything. They do an absolutely awesome job, and although I've got the ability to do a lot of what they do, I don't have the time to do a lot of what they do. I make the time to do it, but it cuts into time for other areas. So in Matt's case, what they're really doing at tweetpages.com is they're giving people a service at an absolutely great price that allows a person who doesn't have either the means, the opportunity, or the time to create an eye-catching presence that develops a sense of value with their customers and potential clients instantly when they connect with them on Twitter. And I think that's part of what this magic of connecting is really all about. I think it's important. I think it's hugely important that we seize the opportunity to be visual. If you notice, I created a new icon, for a lack of a better word, for our show page for this show, for Radio Free Your Mind this weekend. Did you happen to notice that?
I did. I did when I was putting it up on Facebook today.
Yeah, that was inspired in great part by hooking up with the guys over at tweetpages.com, because it gives us some eye candy to go along with the information that we're making available to people. And I think that's hugely important. I really do. You know, that magic of connecting starts with a desire to create something magical. That's where, you know, in going into detail and reading some of the things in the book, it just gives me some insight into some things that we want to be really creating an interesting brand just within our own show and everything that we're doing out there.
Well, I think
anything you want to add?
Well, that's the key right there, Jimmy, is that when you give people visual along with auditory or kinesthetic, where they're writing, they're reading. When you mix the actual senses together, you're able to give people something even more. And when they see the icon, all of a sudden, you know, they'll start to put two and two together. As that starts to go across the internet, they'll say, oh, I remember seeing that somewhere. And eventually, they start to become what's known as a raving fan. They like it, they love it, they listen, they look for stuff that's written, because the icon, that actual eye candy, becomes something that people are familiar with. We see it with Coke as one of the prevalent at being able to do this for the last few years in a great, great way.
Absolutely. You know, the biggest points on this chapter, and again, you know, we don't want to give you 100% of the information that's in Joel's book, because we want you to go get one of these, you know, so you can interpret it in your own way, because I think he did a great job of putting this thing together. You know, and again, the name of the book that we've been working on for the last week plus is Twitter Power by Joel Comm. The first thing that he talks about in this chapter is identifying problems and soliciting feedback as a way to create this magical connection. Now, identifying problems are things that you can help other people with in your Twitter flow, Twitter stream. If you're seeing something and somebody comes up with a problem, you identify that problem, you can offer a potential solution for it, all of a sudden you've just added value. And as our good friend who's going to be our guest this week on Aces Radio Live, Mr. Doug Fireball, likes to say, the three most important things that you can ever do as it relates to social media is, number one, find a way to serve others. Number two, find a way to serve others. And you guessed it, number three is find a way to serve others. That goes hand in hand with exactly what Joel's talking about here, you know, which naturally flows right over to the second half of this, which is, and soliciting feedback. the best way to solicit feedback, and Troy has become a master of this, he does it all the time, he's asking people what their feelings and opinions about a specific topic are. And I think that's, you can start a really viral conversation around, hey, saw this going on over here, what do you think? What got you started with that frame of mind, Troy?
I believe probably John Maxwell, because the whole thing in leadership is to ask questions. And no matter what it is that you're doing, if you don't ask questions, you cannot find an intelligent answer to the equation. I don't care if it's in a relationship. I don't care if it's on Twitter, on anything. So when you ask specific questions, when you bring up those questions to people, then it causes them to automatically have to slow down and think about their own logical deduction. And even though some people will want to gloss over those or pretend that you're wrong or come up with the most, actually questions show a person's intelligence or a lack thereof. Because many times I will ask some very hard questions to do with companies. And in doing so, I'll get people that will just write back, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. And I kind of find that humorous because it's like I ask a question. I don't know that that's an answer, you know, in and of itself. So that's how I got started. I just believe the more questions you ask, the better answers that you'll be able to deduct, and you end up walking away from a conversation, online or offline, with enough information that whatever you decide to do in life, you do it with your eyes wide open instead of your eyes wide shut.
Expression. Eyes wide shut. There's so many people walking around out there in this world today with their eyes wide shut that it's not even funny. And yet we're the ones that are in total control over it. Now, you mentioned something just a minute ago, which brings us to our next point of interest in the book, and that's, you know, discovering who you're, you know, Joel uses the word top fans, promoters, and evangelists are. You use the expression, you're raving fans and critics. Either way, I personally kind of like your expression better. Because you know, we're all going to get exposed to our raving fans and critics. And I know for a fact that you've got people that are following you on Facebook just to see what you're going to write next, so they can be first in line to say, oh, that's crap, or something along those lines. Yeah, I think it's funny because they're following you out of a sense of curiosity, and isn't that what it's really all about?
It really is, because even, and in my case, excuse me, some of the people that follow our blog, I don't even know if I can say they're critics. We know they're not raving fans, but they're actually the same type of people that would stand and watch the most gory accident out there. They just can't quit. They can't help themselves. They're the ones that watch all the reality show, and in the old days probably watched all the soap operas, and they don't live their own life. They try to live life through other people, and it's a minority.
Vicariously.
Yeah, it really is, and it just blows my mind, because when you watch them post, they really don't have anything of value to post, but they post every day. It's like they're 15 minutes of fame. They got to get their name out there. And then you'll see raving fans that will, and this can be on Facebook, we see it on the blog, Twitter, it doesn't matter. When they post, it may be once a week, once every 2 weeks, but they post value, and they leave a comment that really asks some powerful questions, causes one to think, hey, is this a good move? Hey, is this right? And every now and then it's funny. I'll see one of these good raving fans will post, hey, why are we shooting each other instead of going out there and building our businesses? That's one of our guys that he just loves to say that. And it's like, you know, that's so true. And you'll only see him post every now and then you'll see him on his leader's bulletin at his own company constantly. You know, and he knows how to keep his name in the light. He knows how to show authority. He knows how to present a question, but then he goes back to building his business. He doesn't get caught up in what I call the blog drama that's out there.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point right there, and there's a lot of people who, thanks to the technology of the internet, or you know, because of the technology of the internet, have become absorbed with participating in forums. And there was a period where I used to go over and stop by a forum called MLM.com on a regular basis until it became such a drama platform and there was so much nonsense going on that I had to ask that same question. How many of these people are actually building a business? How can they possibly have time to be building a business when they're spending every waking minute associated over here on this board in controversy with other people of other companies trying to say my company's better than your company?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest rule that I think applies to business also applies to life, and it comes right from the good book itself, and that's do unto others as you would want them to do unto you.
That's a good one right there. That's
now, when you're preoccupied, dude, when people are preoccupied with slandering other companies and other products, other services and everything, you know, then they're not putting the kind of time and effort into building their own business. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying remotely comparing what you do with what I'm referring to there.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you do is investigative journalism. It's investigative reporting. Now, what I'm talking about, somebody might come as a result of one of your tweets, someone might come visit your blog, see what you said, and then they might go and they might say something like, oh, that Dooley guy's at it again over at the forum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the kind of magic of connecting with clients that we're looking for. But what I do know for a fact is that through your little help desk, which is Joel's last topic in this chapter, you know, your micro help desk, with your help desk over at MLM.com, I know for a fact that you've saved people a lot of grief by joining the wrong company. You've given reputable leaders, you've put them on notice for their good name with a bad company and cause them to take a good hard look at, you know, whether or not this was something that they really were doing, because we're all guilty. Every human being alive is guilty of acting on impulse and emotion and then attempting to justify with logic. And that's why so many people, when you do your blog posts, your exposés, if you will, of these companies, when you discover what's going on with them, they attack you in such a ferocious manner initially because they're trying to justify with logic how they got caught in a stupid decision.
Oh, well, that's a true statement. And sadly, we all do that. It's no different than, and I'm going to go down a little rabbit trail, and it's probably going to be raw and uncut, but it's no different than the guy that wakes up the next day and he's laying by the ugliest woman in the world. He doesn't remember how he got there. You know, and that's exactly what these guys do. They go out there and drink the Kool-Aid so much that they get intoxicated by the hype. And all of a sudden, they're in the middle of the hype. They're out there. They're not looking at anything that makes any sense whatsoever. All they know is it's all about them. And they're going to get their just rewards. And they're going to go out there and they're going to change the world, and they believe, and they've never done any investigation at all. And it's, again, he goes back to the guy that wakes up, doesn't know who the woman is he's laying by, and a week later he goes to the doctor and finds out he's got some disease. These folks are the same dadgum way, man. They all of a sudden, when it slaps them in the face and they realize, I've done it again. This is another dadgum scam. I promised myself I would never do this again. I would investigate everything. I would know what's going on. And then they get mad. And they I don't want to believe it. You know, you've got to be wrong. There's no way under the sun. You know, it's like, okay, just answer the questions. Don't get emotional. Answer the questions. If you can't answer the questions, quit. Don't keep going down the same hole and kill yourself. Quit. go get some medication, get yourself fixed, find a good leader that you can trust, and go join a company that's going to take you a little bit of time to work it out and make it happen. But sadly, Jimmy, these people don't want to work. They want get rich quick. They still believe in the Kool-Aid.
Well, and this is something that you and I have talked about over and over and over again, both here on Radio for Your Mind and over at Aces Radio Live, and that's the fact that the biggest detriment to our industry is the same detriment that is posed to any of the major sales industries, whether it's real estate, insurance, mortgage, you know, lender, or car sales. It's the lure of easy money. You know, people get lured in by the idea that, well, you know, there's tons of money to be made here. You know, let me dabble in this. I know I can make my fortune over here. And what they fail to realize, I'm going to use Little Bitty Enterprise, Alabama here as a prime example. We live in a city that has roughly 30,000 people in it. There are six major real estate firms in this town, and there's probably at least 30 to 50 agents working for each one of those real estate agencies. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do the math on that and figure out how many agents there are for each household in town or anything else like that, and how, you know, folks, the bottom line is, and this stands true with any sales organization, with almost every business culture in life, the Pareto principle is alive and well. 80% of the people are going to make 20% of the money. 20% of the people are going to make 80% of the money. And it's the ones that take the time to understand things like the magic of connecting with your customers using Twitter that are going to have a leg up on their competition. Now, just because you start out in the 20% that's making the 80% doesn't mean you're going to finish there. And just because you start out in the 80% that's only making 20% doesn't mean you have to stay there. Everything in life revolves around an age-old Charlie Jones saying. Charlie Tremendous Jones wrote a book once titled Life's Tremendous. He was an awesome stand-up comedian, an awesome motivational speaker. You can see him in the movie The Secret. But his quote was this: the only difference between who you are today and who you're going to be 5 years from now is the places you go, the people you meet, and the books that you read. The places you go, the people you meet, and the books that you read. Well, thank the Internet or blame the Internet, which today you got to add a lot more to that in terms of, you know, the videos that you watch, the CDs that you listen to. The technology has brought us the availability to discover new things and learn new material at a much faster rate than what it ever did in Charlie's day. And although I agree wholeheartedly with the actual intent of his statement, there's more ways that you can absorb material today than what there were when Charlie first said that. And I think life is tremendous. And if we embrace it with tenacity, if we embrace it with the joy that it's meant to be and pay it forward with people on a daily basis, we can't help but to increase our stature in life and become everything that we ever dream of. We're talking about leveraging Twitter with team or for team communication. That's going to be an interesting topic because I think there's a huge power to do this within Twitter that I hadn't even thought about until I read this book. And ultimately, this is kind of coming full circle because what this chapter is talking about is why Twitter was developed in the first place. Take it away, my friend. Final thoughts?
I got to agree with you on that, and I think if more and more people will understand, it goes back to the law of connection, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's, you know, using 50 other social sites like I've been known to do, whatever the case is, it all goes back to the law of connection. And when you add value to a people's life, and they like it, and they love it, and they see it, folks, I want to tell you exactly what happened. You will end up creating yourself an online presence to where you will be the top 100,000 websites in countries like Canada, Thailand, Australia, and Spain. That's the key here. If you want to add value to people's lives, then you need to be on these radio shows, because we're going to teach you. We're going to help facilitate for you what we have done to be able to go out there and create value in other people's lives. And it's not just our own value. It's obviously through Joel Comm, Eric Qualman, Donnie Scamacci. I mean, our whole goal is to be able to pay it forward into other people's lives and get their information out there in the hands of people like you. So be back here tomorrow morning, Radio for Your Mind, as we continue down the journey, the path of Joel Comm's book, Twitter Power. Y'all have a fantastic day.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.